In the words of Brother Hamlet, to be or not to be. But these words are better nowadays. Drop that sack, Jack. It's Jubilee. Yes, drop it, man, and take a tack up this tricky trellis of torrid tweed. This is George Dvorak riding in on the opening chorus. And we'll get right with it because we have a special edition of Jubilee to grease your drapes today. This is a memorial show in honor of Jimmy Lunsford, who passed on a few months back. So let's begin with some of that Lunsford theme. Yes, the West Side Blues, his old Jubilee theme, brought him on stage. Because Jimmy helped make Jubilee what it is today, we bring back some musical highlights of 3 and 4 years ago when Armed Forces Radio Service was quite a baby. Jimmy Lunsford and the band were riding high, and Hothorn Hall was a favorite stop for the old express. So, to get with it right now, here's Jimmy and the band with the ear opener, Hallelujah! Hallelujah, and another hallelujah for this fine revival of Lunsford. One of the main reasons why this great band became one of the leading exponents of big band jazz was because of its wonderful section work. Also, it boasted some of the finest soloists in the business. Here is an example. This is a Jubilee collector's item because only on Hothorn Hall did the Lunsford band put this down. Featuring Freddie Webster on trumpet, here is that famous arrangement of Yesterday. Thank you. Buddy Webster with the old Lunsford band blowing a fine, fine horn on yesterday. Comes a change of pace now with a tune this band made famous. Here is Joe Thomas taking the vocal chorus for a ride along with everybody in the band on Ain't What You Do. What You Do, Joe Thomas on the vocal. Incidentally, the Lunsford Express is still rolling with Joe sharing leadership along with Ed Wilcox. Joe plays tenor and Ed is piano man. But back in the early days of Jubilee, quiet and studious Jimmy Lunsford fronted the band. He was a reed man, and although he seldom soloed, he was known to be a fine musician. He loved to play the tunes down his alley like this one. Perhaps it's his most famous. Anyway, whenever you hear it, you think of Jimmy Lunsford. Listen. Blues in the Night. Yes, that one rocked the band into worldwide fame because it was the picture, Blues in the Night, that featured the Harlem Express, Jimmy Lunsford. And now here is one of those fine bounce tunes that makes you quiver like jelly on a plate. The Lunsford Band rocks Hothorn Hall with Wham!
Bop, boom, bow, again, singing, again, bam. Wham, re-bop, boom, bow, I'm still there, yes, I am.
Wham, re-bop, boom, bow,
she's got to do that baby.
Wham, re-bop, boom, bow,
she can do that, so can you.
Memorial show of Jimmy Lunsford Jubilees takes a fine old familiar turn now when we say, look out now, this one's for dancers only.
Thank you.
take the leap forward into the final turn with the Lunsford Band pounding out the measures of Little John Special. That's the last tick from the Jubilee Men. You've been listening to a solid half hour of the great tunes brought to past Jubilees by the Harlem Express, Jimmy Lunsford. Our tribute today goes out with warm hearts and happy smiles when we remember one of Armed Forces Radio's great friends who never failed to grace the stage of Old Hothorn Hall when he was in town. And now this is George Dvorak saying goodbye, good luck, and we'll be waiting for you. This is the United States Armed Forces Radio Service, the voice of information and education.